Evan Bai is a Democrat from Indiana and a member of the Armed Services Committee. He joins us now. Senator, Major General Antonio Taguba testified at length before your committee today. In listening to him, do you now have a clearer view of what went on at Abu Ghraib and why it happened?
The picture is beginning to be clarified, Michelle. There are still some areas of ambiguity that need to be resolved, but very clearly, in the general's words, there was repeated systemic failures. There was spotty training, and the standards that were supposed to be enforced, observing the dictates of the Geneva Convention and our own strictures against impermissible interrogation techniques, were just simply not applied by the commanding officers in charge. So we need to continue to look into what was the role of these private contractors, why earlier warnings were not heeded, but his report is fairly scathing.
And after listening to General Taguba, do you have a clear sense of who ultimately should be held responsible?
Well, that's a good question, Michelle. And in the direct sense, with regard to the underlying acts, one commander has already been relieved of her responsibilities there. That was the Reserve General Karpinski. Another, the colonel in charge of military intelligence, a man named Pappas, was admonished. There's another investigation ongoing that may have more with regard to him. With regard to this specific underlying acts, in the opinion of the general, that's as far as it goes. But with regard to overall policy, Michelle, I think this is another manifestation of the price that we're paying for our government's serious underestimation of just what we were getting into when we went into Iraq and the magnitude of the conflict there. Because if you look at the seeds of this problem at the prison, it began last year when the prison population spiked dramatically from about 2,000 to about 6,000 or 7,000 because of the increasing insurgency that we were facing. And that's when things really started to break down.
Well, last week when Secretary Rumsfeld appeared before your committee, you asked him if his resignation would send a signal. And I'm wondering if you now think that the U.S. does need to send a signal to the Arab world that the U.S. government is getting its house in order in the wake of this abuse scandal. And what exactly would send that message?
Well, that's a decision for the president to make. And my view of this whole thing, Michelle, is that Secretary Rumsfeld needs to be held to account for his actions, as do the others in the chain of command. But I personally, Michelle, think that his stepping down at this time probably would not placate those who are unhappy with us across the Arab world. So to directly answer your question, I don't think that we've arrived at the point where the secretary needs to step down. I think that's a presidential decision.
Last week, Secretary Rumsfeld told your committee and the nation to be forewarned that there are more photos, even videotapes, and they're even more disturbing than what we've seen so far. The Pentagon delivered a disc carrying some of those new images to members of your committee. Have you had a chance to take a look at them?
No, I've not, but I intend to as soon as they're made available to us.
There are many people who were not just concerned about the pictures, but the way that they were released last time, that they appeared in the media before most officials in the government had a chance to look them over and with no official response from the U.S. government. What should be done with these additional photos?
Well, in a free society, I think you err on the side of full disclosure as soon as possible. Eventually, it's going to come out anyway. Now, I think we need to look at them to ensure that there's not some compelling reason to decide otherwise, but I think you always lean in the interest of full disclosure, which is one of the mind-boggling things here, Michelle. Why? The correct way to handle this, General Taguba is a very compelling, lifelong military official, very credible, very candid. Why didn't we make this public on our own before the 60 Minutes revelations? Why didn't they step forward and say, look, here's what we've uncovered. We don't tolerate this. Here's what we intend to do about it. As Americans, we don't condone this kind of thing. And that's what makes us different and better than those that we are fighting in the struggle, both the insurgency in Iraq and the larger war on terror. That's one of the real mysteries here and one of the lessons to be learned.
Senator, thanks for speaking with us.
Michelle, my pleasure.
Senator Evan Bai, a Democrat from Indiana and a member of the Armed Services Committee.